Every night, several hundred planes bearing a purple, white, and orange design touch down at Memphis Airport in Tennessee. Crews unload the plane's cargo of, on average, more than 500,000 parcels and letters, picked up from locations all over the United States earlier in the day. The packages and envelopes are rapidly sorted according to address, then loaded onto other aircraft and flown to their destinations to be hand-delivered, many within 24 hours of leaving their senders. This sequence of events is the culmination of a dream of Frederick W. Smith, the founder, president, chief executive officer, and chairman of the board of the FedEx Corporation, known originally as Federal Express, the largest and most successful overnight delivery service in the world. Conceived when he was in college and now in its 28th year of operation, Smith's brainchild has become the standard for door-to-door package delivery. Known for his geniality as well as his business acumen, Smith is reportedly held in high regard by his competitors as well as his employees. I always said I thought one of the most brilliant parts of Fred Smith was his ability to deal with each person individually, Tuck Morse, a former Federal Express lawyer, recalled. Indeed, 3.2% of the entire Memphis workforce is made up of FedEx employees, who are said to have been drawn by the company's high wages and family ethos. The first thing people do when they move to Memphis is apply for a job at Federal Express, one FedEx worker said. Then they go get another job until one opens up here.